From the Financial Times in London, I'm Amelia Mahasuk, and this is FT News. Donald Trump has warned that the US is prepared to take unilateral action to eliminate the nuclear threat from North Korea if China fails to put more pressure on the regime in Pyongyang. In an interview with the Financial Times, the US president said he would discuss the growing North Korean threat with Xi Jinping when he hosts China's president at his Florida resort this week. With me on the line to discuss this is our Washington bureau chief, Dimitri Sevastopoulou, who was one of the FT journalists Mr. Trump spoke to at the weekend. Hi, Dimitri. What exactly did Mr. Trump say about the seriousness of the nuclear threat from North Korea?
Well, Mr. Trump said that when he sits down with Xi Jinping on Thursday and Friday at Mar-a-Lago, he's going to raise the issue of North Korea and its nuclear and missile programs. Basically, after Trump won the election, Barack Obama told him that North Korea had made so much progress towards being able to put a nuclear weapon on top of a missile that could reach America that it would be his most important foreign policy issue, the most imminent threat to America. So Donald Trump commissioned a review of North Korea policy, and when he meets Xi Jinping, he's going to lay out some of the options that the US has at its disposal in the hope that China will put more pressure on North Korea to try and rein in its program. But what he said to us in the interview was, it would be in China's interest to work with us, but if China doesn't work with us, then we're going to do it ourselves.
And does the US have any fresh evidence about the scale of the threat, or is it based on the recent tests?
Well, I mean, I think the US intelligence agencies have been monitoring closely what North Korea has been doing and the progress it's been making for a long time. And with each test of a missile that North Korea does, it makes a little bit more progress. It already has nuclear weapons and it's making progress towards miniaturizing them so that they can be put on a missile. And the conclusion of the intelligence community here in the States is that North Korea is much closer to being able to do it. And we also interviewed Katie McFarland, who is the Deputy National Security Advisor. And she told us that the assumption was that North Korea would be able to hit the US with a nuclear-armed missile by the end of the Trump administration. And some people would say actually much earlier than that. So there's a growing threat. There's concern about how to respond to it. And I think people feel that there's a tipping point, that the US policy in recent years, which was deemed to be strategic patience, has not worked and something else needs to be tried.
And what are Washington's options in terms of unilateral action?
Well, first of all, we don't know. We don't know what the options in the review came out as. But if you'd say you're going to take action alone, that could range from a preemptive strike on North Korea nuclear facilities to all the way at the other end of the spectrum. Donald Trump during the campaign said he'd be willing to sit down with Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, and have a hamburger with him. Now, in between, you've got lots of different things you could do. You could put what are called secondary sanctions on Chinese banks and Chinese individuals that deal with entities in North Korea, which is something the US has been reluctant to do because it would disrupt the Chinese financial system and China would be very unhappy. You could take various kinds of covert action, including cyber attacks, and there's some evidence that the US is trying to penetrate the North Korean missile program already with some cyber tools. And then the other things you can do as well, but all of them are risky. And, you know, one of the concerns in the region in Asia is that if the US does something dramatic and North Korea decided to fight back, well, it could launch a barrage of missiles, shorter range missiles, at Seoul and Tokyo. And so there's huge interest in how the US is going to deal with North Korea and whether the US and China can reach a kind of a common modus operandi for dealing with the regime in Pyongyang.
And along those lines, in the run-up to his meeting with Xi Jinping, which is his first meeting with the Chinese president on US soil, Mr. Trump has sent somewhat mixed messages about how he views US relations with China. He has criticized China's trade surplus and branded them exchange rate policy manipulators. Did he elaborate on this?
Well, he said a couple of things that were interesting. When we asked him how he thought he would have leverage over China vis-a-vis North Korea, he said it's all about trade. You know, Donald Trump and a lot of his advisors, or a certain group of his advisors, are very concerned about China. They believe that China is running unfair trade practices. They say that the Chinese currency is being manipulated and that China has much higher tariffs on products than the US imposes. So they want to try and change the equilibrium in the economic and trade relationship between the US and China. But for example, when we asked him if he was going to bring up the idea of tariffs when he meets Xi Jinping this week, he said, no, I don't think so, not at this meeting, but maybe at a later meeting. On the other hand, he did talk about the possibility of doing some kind of a big deal with China when he meets Xi Jinping that everyone would be very impressed by. His aides, however, are downplaying expectations a little bit and suggesting that this is the first meeting between two leaders. It's very unusual to come up with some big bang announcement the first time two leaders of countries of this size meet, and that actually this is a get-to-know-you session. Each side will make clear the parameters of the relationship, what they'd like to do, where they agree, where they disagree, and then we will see where things go from there.
And is it at all possible that he might use a carrot rather than stick approach? Did Mr. Trump indicate the US might be prepared to give something in return for China's agreement on putting greater pressure on North Korea?
He didn't talk specifically about carrots and sticks, so it's hard to know. You know, there are some things that China would like from the US, and it's not clear whether the US would be willing to give them. And one of them is China feels that what's called the CFIUS process, which is the way the US government evaluates potential investments in America for national security concerns, China believes that the CFIUS process is biased against China and that it's quite difficult for Chinese companies to do certain kinds of deals in America because they get vetoed, essentially. However, the US is concerned about what Chinese technology companies and other firms are doing, so whether they would be willing to loosen things up there or not, I'm a little bit skeptical. So it's not clear how many carrots Donald Trump has to offer. I think probably it's going to be more the threat of the stick than it is the enticement of the carrot.
Well, thank you, Dimitri. All eyes will be on the two presidents in Florida, where they meet later this week. And if you'd like to read a full transcript of the FT interview with Donald Trump, please go to ft.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.